Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Wedge Treasurer Terry Engelken. Wedge Director David Collins passed away unexpectedly last month. He'd been here since 2018. Can you highlight some of the work that he did here in Washington? I know that he was very active in quite a few projects, frequently behind the scenes.
One of the biggest projects that he accomplished or was in the process of accomplishing, he put it together, was the partnership of working with the state of Iowa on a RISE grant to pave the road out to Premier One. And that was a partnership between the state, Premier One, and the county to pave that road. And to get everybody together for a $2 million plus project was one of the first things that he really accomplished and was going to be a great addition for our county.
He's also done some projects in Washington, the city of Washington itself, with the former White Cell building.
That is correct. He was instrumental in basically having the former owners of the White Cell property donate the property to the city and to Wedge. And there's going to be housing out there. Brava Tile has already purchased and moved into the former White Cell building. So he worked very hard on that. And they were needing more space, and the timing just seemed to work out right for that. But he put that pretty much together.
And lasting economic impact for the county.
Very much so.
And in addition to that, what kind of work did he do as a Wedge director with some of our smaller businesses?
He reached out to them. He was very big on trying to see what could be done to help these businesses improve and grow. One of the big things was housing, and he actually worked on putting together a housing task force that was two-pronged. One was to try to find new building lots in the county, and the other was to try to help rehabilitate properties that are run down and provide suitable housing for people that work for our local businesses.
And what is the next step for the Wedge Board as far as finding the next director?
We have hired a search group, and they're working on obtaining resumes for us to review. And our goal is in September to be able to select people to come for interviews sometime later September. We hope to have somebody on board no later than November 1st, and we'd like to have it sooner.
And with that, what are some of the qualities that the board will look for in a new director?
Many of the same qualities that David had. He was very good with people. He understood the needs for housing. He had a background that he knew people in the state of Iowa. That one of the things he did that was really unique was he was able to bring Debbie Durham, the Iowa Economic Development Director, to Washington to sit down and visit with bankers, local business people primarily that needed help. And she was very attentive to some of the things that were going on in Washington County. And so that was something that was instrumental that I'm sure wouldn't have happened without him.
And with COVID-19 and the pandemic, how do you feel Wedge will play a role in helping businesses as they recover?
I think we are going to try to reach out and see what the needs of the businesses are. Washington County has traditionally been low unemployment, which makes it difficult to get new businesses in. Didn't deter David. He was still working on that. That's why he was working on housing. He believed that if we get the housing, we can get the businesses and get businesses to expand. Without housing, it makes it more difficult.
And in closing, is there anything else that you would like to say to the community in regards to this?
Please be patient with us. It takes a little while to get the right person in. It took us a while to get David. We will get somebody talented again. We're in a much better position because of the work David has done, increasing our investor numbers and helping us to look long-term. We've worked on some strategic planning that we didn't have when he came. We have also moved our monthly wedge meetings around the county so we could see different things that are going on in the county as our group. So we intend to keep doing that. David will be hard to replace because he had a unique set of abilities, but I'm sure there's somebody out there that we will find that will follow in his footsteps. So
that's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Wedge board member and treasurer Terry Engelken talking about the next steps for Wedge. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.